بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سفيان صخر بن حرب رضي الله تعالى عنه في حديثه الطويل في قصة هرقل أن هرقل قال في أبي سفيان: فماذا يأمركم به؟ يعني عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال: قلت يقول: اعبدوا الله وحده ولا تشركوا به شيئا، واتركوا ما يقول آباؤكم ويأمرنا بالصلاة والصدق والعفاف والصلة. متفق عليه. And this is an incident, a long hadith, which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings a brief explanation of this long hadith of Hiraql. Hiraql is, in English we say Heraclius, and he was the king to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had written a letter inviting him to accept Islam. At that time, when Hiraql received the message of Islam and he heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being a prophet, a messenger, he wanted to find out more information about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he was actually preaching, what was his teaching, etc. So when he inquired about any group of people who came from Makkah, he was told that there is some people. And among those people was Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan at that time was not a Muslim. He had not accepted Iman. But so he was amongst the traders who had gone there. And so he was called to ask, and he was asked by Hiraql regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hiraql then tells Abu Sufyan, فَمَاذَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ What does this Nabi, this person whose name is Muhammad, what does he command you with? What are his teachings? So Abu Sufyan, he was honest and he explained the following. He says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has instructed us, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شِئًا. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and do not associate any partners with him. The second thing, وَتْرُكُوا مَا يَقُولُ آبَاؤُكُمْ. So the thing, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave out what your forefathers were worshipping. In other words, the idols, etc. So he taught them monotheism. He was preaching tawheed. The second thing, وَيَأْمُرُنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ. He commands us to perform salah. The third, وَالصِّدْقِ. And to be honest and truthful. وَالْعَفَافِ. And to be chaste. وَالصِّلَةِ. And to join ties. So Abu Sufyan had given these qualities or these noble teachings that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preaching at the time. So we can see right from the beginning of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, among salat and being truthful and to have a chaste life, not to live a life of zina, etc., he also preached sila. Sila means to join family ties, to maintain kinship. So Abu Sufyan did not speak a lie, even though he was a disbeliever. But because Hiraql asked him, so they were very careful that they must not be regarded as liars also. So hence he spoke the truth, and he mentioned very clearly that truthfulness, chastity, maintaining family ties, these are also the noble character of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has and he is instructing towards. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم ستفتحون أرضا يذكر فيها القراط وفي رواية ستفتحون مصر وهي أرض يسمى فيها القراط فاستوصوا بأهلها خيرا فإن لهم ذمة ورحما وفي رواية فإذا افتحتموها فأحسنوا إلى أهلها فإن لهم ذمة ورحما أو قال ذمة وصهرا رواه مسلم. قال العلماء الرحيم التي لم يكن كونها التي لهم كون هاجر أم إسماعيل منهم والصهر كون ماريا أم إبراهيم ابن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منهم. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned you, he addressed the Arabs, he addressed the Sahaba, he said you shall soon conquer a land in which qirat is the currency. The Rasulullah mentioned to the Sahaba that soon you will be victorious and you will conquer a land, a country. And the currency of that place will be called Qirat, how we have rands in our country, and others pounds and dollars. So in that particular country, Rasulullah already told them that this country, this place, the territory, it will be conquered by you, and the currency will be qirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, you shall soon conquer. In another narration, he mentioned the country, and he said it will be Egypt. So he said, you shall soon conquer Egypt, which is a land in which qirat is the currency. Rasulullah then further goes on to say, you should treat its inhabitants kindly. Be kind to the people of Egypt, because we have a pledge with them, a covenant with them, and ties of kinship with them. Another narration says, when you conquer Egypt, then treat its people kindly, because we have a covenant and ties of kinship with them. Or Rasulullah said, we have a covenant and ties of marriage with them. They are our in-laws. Well, am I explaining? The ties of kinship refer to the fact that Hajar alayhi salatu salam, the mother of Ismail alayhi salatu salam, was from Egypt. We're in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And Hajara was a slave girl. She was given as a gift to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And then she bore Ismail alayhi salatu salam. So Ismail alayhi salatu salam was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes from the same lineage of Ismail alayhi salatu salam. So hence we see Rasulullah is now referring to this, that we have some family relationship with them. This is our family. And therefore be kind to the people of Egypt. So the ties of kinship refer to the fact that Hajara alayhi salatu salam, the mother of Ismail alayhi salatu salam, was from them. And the ties of marriage was referring to Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was a slave girl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she became the mother of the believers amongst the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azwaj Mutahharat, and she bore Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anha, his mother was a concubine, Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he was a son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore scholars explain that this ties of marriage that linked them to Egypt was because this Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala, who became the mother of the believers, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know when Rasulullah had written to Maqawqis, Maqawqis was also a king, and when he accepted, he saw this letter, he read the letter, he was very inclined towards accepting Islam, but he did not accept Islam. However, he did give gifts. And amongst the gifts he gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Maria Qibtiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So he gave another slave girl by the name of Sirin. So Nabi Kareem some gave Sirin to Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala, the Sahabi, who was the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he kept Maria Qibtiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha for himself. And so she bore Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this is the relationship that Rasulullah had with the people of Egypt, and this is what he's referring to, that we have some family ties with them, and therefore Rasulullah said we should honor them, and even though they are distant relatives, still we should be treating them kindly. So this is a lesson for all of us. We have near relation and distant relations. We should maintain all relationship we have with our family members. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانه